I'm rehearsing for a brand new show, and it's called Mad About the Musicals, and it celebrates the best songs from musical theatre from all of the best shows, and we put them all into one evening's performance, and I'm one of the performers, and I'm really, really looking forward to the show.
And I gather it's a 10th anniversary production, which is a measure of just how successful it's been down the years.
Absolutely. It's the first year I've been involved in the show. However, it's got a good following over the years. And so, yeah, it's a pleasure to be involved.
And you're up alongside Michael Courtney as well.
Yes, he's a great singer, great performer. It's actually his show. And so to be working with the likes of him is a great privilege.
Gareth, Pop Idol, does it seem that long ago now?
Pop Idol seems many, many years ago now. 13 years, you've made me feel very old.
Sorry about that.
Thanks for that. So many fond memories from that time. And, you know, I achieved a lot as a recording artist back in the day. And I've been very fortunate to go on to carve out a career within musical theatre as well.
Are you still pals with Will Young? Are you still chat?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we try to hook up as often as we can.
Would you change any of it if you had your life over again?
Absolutely not. I like to look back on everything I've done with fond memories, and it's made me the person I am now, I guess.
And you've not gone off the radar since then, have you? How hard have you had to work at that?
It's been really hectic over the past 13 years. I've been involved in lots and lots of things and never stopped working, thank God. and I'm still enjoying everything I do.
Of course, the speech issues you've had to overcome are much publicised. Just how much of a challenge is that for you?
Yeah, my speech has been up and down. It's something I really have to work on, and it's down to how much work that I put in on my speech. If I put the hours in and practice over and over again, I can achieve quite a lot. The moment I don't or get complacent, I stumble, and I'm constantly working on that.
Where do you draw your inspiration from throughout what's been a pretty meteoric rise to fame, isn't it? And ongoing.
Yeah, well, there's lots of people in my life. I keep family very close. There we go. And, yeah, I keep friends and family very, very close to me, and I think that's why I've kept so grounded, I guess.
I know the show opens on October the 1st. We're really looking forward to seeing you in Lincolnshire. Tell us a little bit more about what we can look forward to.
Well, I'll be performing songs from great shows like Les Miserables, Phantom of the Opera, right through to more modern day musicals as well. And it's a great evening of music for all ages. And yeah, it'll be a great show on the night.
And of course, you're at the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre on the 1st of November in Lincoln as well.
Yes, yes, absolutely. It's great to be here, and I'm chuffed that we're performing in the area.
And finally, Gareth, future projects? Anything in the pipeline you can tell us about?
There's a few things happening next year which I can't say as yet. However, watch this space.